Well, it's an Issues Etc. Christmas tradition. It goes back years. Years and years. What, at least seven? Let's just say, for the sake of argument, decade. It goes back a decade. That's probably safe to say. Right around Christmas, as we get nearer to Christmas, and we couldn't get any nearer to Christmas than we already are here on Issues Etc., because after today, the Christmas celebration begins. This is the last live half hour of Issues Etc. before the Christmas holidays. We always ask the question, what's in your Christmas card? Now, hopefully your Christmas card is in an envelope and in the mail, because if it isn't, it's going to turn into a New Year's card. But what was in it? What did it say on the outside, or show on the outside? And what did it say inside? Every time we ask this question, we get a variety of answers. Last year when we asked this question, someone called up and said, "Hey, Pastor Wilkin, do you know what was in your Christmas card?" And I said, "I don't think we sent any out." Well, the ones that the radio station sent out, they read it to us. It was kind of one of these generic affairs. But I must point out, I technically did not sign that. I don't think I signed those Christmas cards. But I did sign a big stack of them this year, and some of them were quasi-Christmas, and some of them were kind of... I wouldn't call them Christmas cards. You could have sent them out any time of the year. They were just kind of like joy or happiness or something like that. The more things change, the more they stay the same. What's in your Christmas card? And while we're asking that question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Are you finding it hard to find not just season's greetings or expressions of joy and merriment, but pure gospel in Christmas cards nowadays? Where it's not just the baby Jesus glowing in a manger, but the card in some way actually gets Jesus out of the manger and onto the cross for you. It's not easy to do. It's open lines, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. We're coming to you live this Thursday, December the 21st. We already have some email. We'll read that here in just a moment. Our email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. What's in your Christmas card, and what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. By the way, I want to say one more thing before we go to the phones. The Nagel Christmas that we're going to play tomorrow, we called it a classic, even though it was last year's Christmas program with Dr. Norman Nagel, which hardly makes it a classic, except you must hear it to believe it. I'll say nothing more. If you like Dr. Nagel as a guest, and you want something that is Christmas-like, 100-proof Christmas, this is the program for you. It's tomorrow on the show. We just call it Christmas with Dr. Norman Nagel, because if you went to Dr. Nagel's house at Christmas, this is what it might sound like. In fact, I'm pretty sure it sounds like this. Let's go to the phones. Anne is first, and she calls from Crestwood. Hi, Anne.
I wanted to comment about the Christmas card.
Okay.
I always add my own message because they're never adequate, I don't think. And I got my little card, which was a pro-life one from Prince of Peace, which is my church. And I added this message, and it's a quote from a woman named Sigrid Undset that lived almost 100 years ago. And it's part of a quote, and it says, "And to save us from our own foolishness, from all our sins, he came down to earth and gave us himself." And I thought that was the gospel in a nutshell.
Good. Anne, thank you very much. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why?
I don't know. I could only think of one thing, and it was the Christmas card.
Okay, so just off the top of your head, you can't think of a favorite. Nothing rises to the top.
I really like A Little Town of Bethlehem just because it calms me down, but it's just such a beautiful, soft, kind of old-fashioned thing, but that's not a legitimate reason.
All right, Anne, thank you very much. Well, now, it might be a legitimate reason if you say A Little Town of Bethlehem is my favorite because it's near and dear to my heart. That's a reason. I mean, it really is. What about the rest of you? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Keith in DeSoto, Missouri writes this. "Greetings, Pastor Wilkin. If I'm recalling your request correctly, you wanted to know what your listeners' favorite Christmas hymns were and what message was expressed in their Christmas cards. Here's my information," he says. "Favorite hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Why? "God and sinners reconciled." That's the line. He says, "The very gospel, the whole hymn literally drips Jesus." Wonderful. "Christmas card content. The cover says joy," according to Keith. "The inside message is, the joy of the season is Jesus the Savior. Celebrating Christmas and thinking of you And then it quotes from Psalm 126, verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Thank you very much, Keith. That's what's in his Christmas card and his favorite Christmas hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. What about the rest of you? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Here's Ann in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Pastor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well.
Okay, I have several comments here. I sent my Christmas cards. It's a little angel kneeling by the where Jesus is, and with earmuffs on it. It says, He came that we might know His love. And when you open it up, it says, May that love bless you this Christmas and always. And my favorite song is Mary's Boy Child by the group Boney M. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
I've heard Mary's Boy Child before.
It's a Jamaican group.
Mm-hmm.
And also, one other thing I do is I have the Star of David with a cross in it. I don't know if, have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's the Star of David with a cross inside of it. And I've got those hung everywhere. And I have no Santa Claus or anything on. I have nativity scenes on every window just about, you know, with the stick-ons. And my whole Christmas is just about Jesus. And outside I have a sign that says, Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Ann, thank you very much for the call. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Email us as well. Issues, etc@kfuo.org. I have a favorite Christmas hymn. Now, I'm going to say it's only favorite for this Christmas because next year it may change. And it's not classified, at least in the hymnal I found it in, it's not classified as a Christmas hymn. Although I think it should have been, but they don't ask me. So, we have Keith, who likes Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and Anne says Mary's Boy Child is her favorite Christmas hymn. What about the rest of you? What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And what is in your Christmas card? We've only got about 15 minutes of Issues, Etc. open lines left for the week. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. And our in-studio email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org. Joe is calling from his car. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's loaded with doctrine.
So that's your why?
That's my why.
All right. What's in your Christmas card, if you know, Joe?
You'd have to ask my wife. I don't have the slightest idea.
So she sends them out, you just, and she signs your name, kind of a thing.
I finance it. She takes care of the logistics.
All right. Yeah, that's. I like that way of doing things, especially around the holidays. I'm not willing to pay for it, but I can be made willing to pay for it with proper incentives. And then as long as everyone else does the work, then I'm fairly happy. I don't think we sent out Christmas cards. We've received a lot, but I don't think we've sent them out. Maybe yours is, you know, this started happening about 10 years ago. People just send picture of the kids. I imagine this is what Jeff sends out. Picture of the kids. With a little holly over on the side that says, Merry, Merry Happy Season, something along those lines. And because after all, he's got a new baby in the house. People want to see the baby pictures. You send out the family picture. Did you have one of these done? Is that what the Schwarz did this year?
Look at your screen, buddy. There it is.
Is that the picture?
We sent you one, by the way, which you should have received.
No.
Yes, you did.
When did you send it?
We sent it like 2 weeks ago.
To the house?
Yes, to the house.
To the Wilkin compound.
Yes.
Well, you know, before the mail actually gets to the Wilkin compound, it goes through dogs sniff it, old men feel it up, people x-ray it. It's got to be, it takes sometimes a couple extra days to make it from the front gate to the house.
Don't you recall you gave me the Bible passage this year for my Christmas card?
Oh, I did. Which one did I give you?
I'd run out of gospel ones, you know, from the four gospels. And you came up with something.
I gave you the Romans one. I can't remember what it is now. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the one I gave you. Okay. So I guess I already knew it was in your Christmas card. So did you send out one of these with the picture of the kids at Jack's baptism?
No, we sent that out. That was the front. And then in the middle had the Bible passage.
Okay.
And then, you know, Merry Christmas from all our...
Put the picture up there again. I want to see this.
Why?
Because. Do it. Put it up.
Wait, you think he's putting pressure on me.
He's got a picture on the screen, and he's... I've been seeing this all week. this picture of his children at the baptism of his fourth. Now, these girls are adorable, by the way. Son's growing like a weed. At least the first one is. And the second one is wearing a dress for some reason. I don't know why. But if you'll notice, in the background, there's the altar with Christ's hands raised in blessing. This was taken in the chancel of St. Paul Church up in Hamel, Illinois. So you do have a little Jesus back.
Little Advent candles there in the background?
Yeah, Advent candles. Kids looking good. All right, that's what's in Jeff's Christmas card. What's your favorite Christmas hymn?
What's that?
What's your favorite Christmas
hymn? Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Really? That's three votes for Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
You know why?
Why?
Well, I agree with Joe. I mean, my first reason is it's the best. It's got pure law gospel content in it, but it's also in the greatest film ever, It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, it is?
Yes, at the
end. Is that what they're singing at the end?
Yes.
When the bells are ringing, the angels are getting their wings?
Yes.
Buzz, I thought they were singing Auld Lang Syne.
Buzz, this guy, can you believe that, Buzz? He doesn't know that was in...
Yeah, this is coming from a guy who doesn't know who Jessica Simpson is. I thought they were singing Auld Lang Syne at the end.
They do that, too.
Oh, they segue from one into the other.
Yeah.
What a movie. What a movie. You know what I watched last night? It wasn't It's a Wonderful Life, and it wasn't It's a Christmas Story. It's the Wilkin holiday tradition. You know what Wilkin watches at Christmas?
The Seinfeld Festivus special?
No, Scarface. That's what I watched last night.
Scarface.
Yeah, that's the Wilkin holiday. That's the kind of, you know, you come out in the middle of the night, you watch, see Dad celebrating Christmas, watching Scarface. Carl writes this from Sturgis, South Dakota. Todd, I always look for Advent cards, but can never find them. You know, there's a market out there, if someone thought about it. It's silly to send Christmas cards in Advent. And then what about Epiphany cards or Lent cards? What gives, asks Carl. Well, it's true. I mean, for the Christian, they're sending Christmas cards, usually sent and arriving before Christmas actually gets there. We don't send out Thanksgiving cards, usually. Or Lent. There are Easter cards, although I'd have to check with Hallmark. They probably make a lot more money from cards at Christmas than they do from cards at Easter. 505-7850. 1-800-730-2727, our in-studio email address. Carl, thanks for the email. Issue ztc@kfuo.org. Cheryl in St. Genevieve is on the line. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm Joe's wife.
You can answer the question that he couldn't, Cheryl.
That's right. He told me to call. Ours is, it definitely matters to me what is on our card. It's a total freebie. It's a free opportunity to share God's word. So it matters to me a whole lot. So ours says, God's gift of love became our gift of life, celebrating the gift of Jesus with you this Christmas. And then it has scripture, John 3:16, on the other side.
And what's your favorite Christmas hymn, Cheryl?
Ooh, that I don't know. Was not prepared for that.
Well, I mean, if you think of something, you can call Joe, and Joe can call us back.
Great
idea. Thank you very much.
Bye.
505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I'll tell you a few that are not on my favorites list. My old favorite used to be, Lo, How a Rose is Growing. That used to be Blooming. Is it Blooming or Growing? Oh, I don't know. That used to be my favorite. Of the Father's Love Begotten has been a favorite Christmas hymn of mine in the past. Neither of those made the list this year. It's a different one. You may have never even heard of it, but I'll share it with you in a little bit. And by the way, so far we've got 1, 2, 3 votes for Hark the Herald Angels Sing. If we have the wherewithal, we might play the winner of this at the end of this half hour. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Roy, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin.
Hi.
It's Lo, How a Rose Air Bloom.
Air blooming.
And yes. It's a beautiful piece. The harmony's gorgeous. I love it, too. But my favorite, Silent Night.
Silent Night.
I think we usually end the Christmas liturgy with that, and the lights go down low, and it's sung with a cappella, maybe the last verse, you know, Son of God, et cetera. It's very nice.
Yeah, the final, Son of God loves pure light, those
exactly.
Things. All right.
And on Christmas cards, I do a happy Merry Christmas, but then based on who I'm sending the card, I personalize it all. Like to my pastors this year, I might put, blessed are the feet of those who bring the good news from Isaiah. And then I might, for an elderly person, talk about hope and the resurrection. To a bereaved person, maybe that John 12 or 14 passage about I'm going to prepare a place for you, et cetera, et cetera.
Roy, you're putting a lot of thought into that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Roy. Pat's up next. She calls from her car. No, Pat calls from his car. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. I just have to put my vote in for Oh Holy Night.
And why so?
I just think it hits all the chords so tremendously. And if you ever heard the Martina McBride version of it, it's just phenomenal.
And do you know what's in your Christmas card, Pat?
My wife pretty much takes care of that, so it's basically pictures of our kids and, and maybe our dog.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Pat. All right. I'm trying to think. There was one. Oh, Holy Night has been, although I have to say I prefer the Pavarotti version of Oh, Holy Night. Oh, Holy Night was, for me, one that has been kind of the perpetual. I don't know if it would be favorite every year, but it's one that I insist on hearing at least once or twice. I've told you about the Wilkin tradition of dancing around the Christmas tree, and there's a, I think, a Harry Connick Jr. version of Oh, Holy Night that I find very comforting. It's a classic, you know, as they say. Now, the winner is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And, or at least so far, how much time do we have before we have to start it? About 1 minute. Well, that's pretty good. Here's mine. It won't make the list, but, and we'll listen to Hark the Herald Angels Sing here at the end. It's called The Infant Priest Was Wholly Born. And it's a very new hymn. I'll just read a little bit. The infant priest was wholly born for us, unholy and forlorn. From fleshly temple forth he came, anointed from eternity. This great high priest in human flesh was icon of God's righteousness. His hallowed touch brought sanctity, his hand removed impurity. And it goes on to talk about where Christmas comes home, the Lord's Supper. But I call it a Christmas hymn. I want you to tune in tomorrow to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. Christmas Classic with Dr. Norman Nagel. You got to hear it to believe it. You got to hear it to understand it. And tune in next week, especially if you've got an unbelieving friend or coworker, tune in next week because we have got nothing but wall-to-wall Christmas. And this Issues Etc. Christmas programming will get Jesus out of the manger and onto the cross, into the grave, and out again alive after 3 days for sinners.
Just quickly, some of the things we'll be studying the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. With Dr. Just, Dr. Bartelt will be on talking about the titles of Jesus in Isaiah 9:6 from Handel's Messiah.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Dr. Paul Meyer on the first Christmas, Dr. Jeff Gibbs on the birth of Christ according to St. Matthew. We've got Dr. Just again on the birth of Christ according to St. Luke. We've got, what else do we have here? Santa Claus Theology with Pastor Bill Swirla. So some great, invite all your unchurched, unbelieving friends to tune in next week to Issues, Etc.
And as I said, that program is going to get Jesus out of the cradle, onto the cross, into the grave, and out again after 3 days alive for sinners. So I encourage them to tune in. We kick it all off tomorrow with Dr. Norman Nagel, a Christmas classic on Issues, Etc. You will hear Christmas every which way from Tuesday from Dr. Norman Nagel tomorrow on Issues, Etc. Here's your favorite Christmas hymn. At least this year, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's listen to it and see why it is so many's favorite.
Hail, 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 H
We play the stanza, and we're doing bickering over things here. While that was not in the Christmas spirit, gentlemen, I must say. That was more like Festivus. This one comes from Jen and Wolf. Jen in Vegas, she writes, we make sure that our cards have a Christmas meaning rather than secular. However, I have a whole group of Muslim family in Malaysia and that want to hear the word without being in your face for Christianity, so I shop carefully. Her favorite Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, which is a Luther hymn. It's actually a carol that he wrote based upon Luke chapter 2, the angel's appearance to the angels, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. I guess I should mention that's also our Issues, Etc. book of the month for December, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, by Martin Luther. You can find it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Here it is. Okay, Dr. Jess. Well, a Merry Christmas to all of you this Christmas 2006. I'm Todd Wilkin. Merry Christmas from everybody here at Issues, Etc. If you're traveling, travel safe. And as you go into the new year, we don't stop harking the herald angels, listening to what they say about the newborn king, the son of righteousness, the one who has come to give us second birth, that Jesus did not remain a baby in the manger, but in fact went from through the manger, from, as I said before, taking the path of the virgin's womb to the cross and to the grave for us sinners, and out alive after 3 days. That is the true good news of Christmas and of every day of the year. So Merry Christmas from all of us at Issues, Etc.